WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Israeli airstrikes continue to blast over Gaza, and any time now, ground troops may go in with a mission to destroy Hamas. This soldier says he's ready.
We are ready, and we want to do it to finish it because they cut our friend's head, and they killed too many people here in Israel.
The humanitarian crisis is worsening. Supplies are limited, hospitals full to capacity, and there's a dire need to help get aid in. CBS's MTS Tayyab is in Jerusalem.
International pressure is mounting on Israel and Egypt to ease the humanitarian crisis that's unfolding across Gaza after more than a week of unprecedented strikes on the Palestinian territory. The U.S. has been pushing the Israeli government to allow aid into Gaza and for Egypt to reopen the Rafah crossing to let people evacuate.
President Biden is considering a trip to Israel. He told 60 Minutes a new occupation of Gaza, though, would be a big mistake.
Hamas and the extreme elements of Hamas don't represent all the Palestinian people. And I think that it would be a mistake to for Israel to occupy Gaza again.
The death toll from both sides has now topped 4,000. Since the conflict in the Middle East, there's been a spike in hate crimes here in the U.S. Police in Illinois say a 6-year-old Muslim boy was stabbed to death by his landlord. Ahmed Rakhab is with Chicago's Council on American Islamic Relations.
He knocked on the door. He attempted to choke her and said, "You Muslims must die."
Just getting underway in Washington, a potential gag order for former President Trump. A judge will consider a special counsel's demand that Trump be formally ordered to stop attacking potential witnesses against him. Even though inflation's still dragging us down, Americans are still planning to travel for the upcoming holidays. Bankrate.com's Ted Rossman.
77% are making some sort of changes to their travel plans because of inflation. Most commonly driving instead of flying, taking fewer trips, and picking cheaper accommodations and/or destinations.
It is official. Flag football is coming to the 2028 Olympics.
This is a fast-paced game. The American offense already out on the field. They begin each new possession from their own 5-yard line, and it's Hoosh Doucette going deep for the big four.
Five sports were added. Cricket is back. Baseball and softball, lacrosse and squash also are confirmed for the games in Los Angeles. Markets are open for business on Wall Street. The Dow is up 243 points. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A string of vehicle thefts in downtown Waukesha is causing alarm, with several Hyundais and a Kia stolen in just 1 week. The incidents happened within Waukesha's city center, with one car taken from a parking lot at Carroll University. All three stolen vehicles have been recovered by police. They say they've identified persons of interest from nearby communities. You can set your calendar for the holiday train. The schedule for the Canadian Pacific Holiday Train has been announced, with the train set to pass through the region December 3rd and 4th. It'll make its initial stop in Sturtevant, followed by Caledonia. Then stops are scheduled for Wauwatosa, Heartland, and Oconomowoc before the train continues its journey to the Twin Cities. The holiday tradition has been bringing Christmas cheer to southeastern Wisconsin since 1999. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients, and friend have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council. Feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
As so it goes. Well, where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenaire.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Monday, October 16th. Greg Bach is on the board. Our colleague and friend, Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show, which you can hear across the Civic Media Radio Network weekdays from 1 to 3. And pretty much every other day part, because, gosh, I've heard you all over the place in the last couple weeks.
Like a bad penny, I keep showing
up. Well, you're filling in for Kreitlow, you're filling in for this one, you've been a busy, busy man.
This Friday, filling in for Matt Flynn direct on Friday afternoon. So,
it's the Todd Alba Radio Network.
No, here's what it comes down to, Greg. They look around and they say, well, who doesn't have a social life? Oh, Todd, he's available. So that's the way it goes.
I don't think that's necessarily accurate, but okay.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. Greg just got back from a wedding in Texas.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. How was that?
It was very fun. It was the greatest wedding I've ever gone to in my life.
Really? What made it so great?
I was back in the hotel by 5:30 p.m.
We're going to talk more about that coming up at 11:33, the greatest wedding ever held. And we would love to hear about your wedding stories and some of the great weddings that you have been to. So if you want to start thinking about that now, and then you can either call in and or text anytime at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
I'm always the best man, but never the groom.
Never the groom.
Aww,
you're
Todd.
Still young, Todd. There's still time.
Oh, yeah. Right.
We're going to start out. I found this opinion piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning, and I think it'll be a really interesting discussion. So it's an opinion piece by Daniel Steininger, and he is the executive director for the Daniel Hone Foundation. He's the president of the Daniel Hone Foundation. And apparently they have been taking suggestions from the public on how to make Milwaukee safer. And in the article, Daniel Steininger talks about this one suggestion that they got, the Hone Foundation's Innovation Challenge to make Milwaukee safer. One person wrote in and said, when I was in high school many years ago, every 15-year-old had to take a mandatory driver's education course. Society thought it was a good idea to have teenagers learn how to safely manage a 3,500-pound vehicle before permitting us to hit the road. Why don't we treat guns the same way? So there is a discussion going on about mandatory gun safety education in middle school. Kids would learn that guns can be lethal by looking at movies, grisly photos, talking to teenage prisoners who ruined their lives in a split second with a gun, going to a firing range to learn how to handle guns properly. So is this a good idea? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Should we have mandatory gun safety classes in middle schools?
I read this. I mean, I thank you for sending it to me, Jane. I had not seen it, and I read through it. First, I mean, I don't want to go too far down this road, but I get what the writer, and that's what you just read, the point they're trying to make. But this brings up like a whole other issue. I don't want to get on the road, but this whole thing about, you know, not getting a driver's license. I mean, when I was in school, it was like you could not wait to turn 15 to get your permit and then wait to get 16 to get a driver's license. And now, like, my niece is like almost, she's going to be 17 in the spring. And it's like, yeah, well, you know, I'll get around to it. And there's just a very different attitude. And it's like, oh, my parents will drive me. You know, they don't. So, I mean, I don't know that it's completely analogous to say that we're giving 3,500 people 3,500 pound vehicles to quote unquote kill someone. I don't quite go along with that. I get the point. And I don't think it's really important, as I read this, to step back for a second and say, look, I grew up in a town of 5,000 people in Southwest Wisconsin. I've never lived, you know, as a kid in Madison. I've lived 25 years in Madison. I've certainly never lived in Milwaukee. And so I think that the experience of this writer and certain people, it depends on where you live, what you've grown up with, right? So I think that's number one. But also, I come from a family of educators, and I'm the only goofball basically in my family that didn't go into public education. And I really think as you look through this suggestion, this to me says, wow, this is going to be a huge burden on our public educators and our public education system. Number one, where's the funding going to come from this? And number two, our educators are already overwhelmed. Are you going to have a dedicated gun safety instructor in every school? Or is it going to be part of middle school health class? You're going to do a unit on gun safety. And for me, I know it's trite, and I know people are going to disagree. To me, it just comes down to, why are parents letting kids, you know, 5-6-year-olds watch, you know, play Fortnite? My mom used to teach kindergarten. She's been retired for 12 years. She would tell of 5-6-year-olds drawings of blood and people. Where's that from? Oh, I played this video game. And they learn at a very young age that, oh, killing doesn't mean anything. And I think maybe that's the point they're trying to say. We have to tell these kids that, yes, a gun does actually kill, and you can't just push reset and people get up. But again, is that the part of the public education to do that?
I have a really quick question. When you both were younger, was taking driver's ed, like taking that class you're talking about, was that mandatory when you were 15?
Yes.
It was mandatory.
And we had mandatory drivers.
Because when I was younger, it was completely voluntary. You took it when you wanted to. Because that was the thing I was wondering about. Like, when I was in high school, you didn't have to take it when you were 15. You took it whenever you were ready and your parents said yes. So, I mean, I also wonder, if I'm a parent and I don't want my kids working with guns, being around guns, this all goes back to the whole thing of, like, you're now telling parents how to raise the kid, that you can raise the kids better by doing this. Like, I don't want my kids taking a gun safety course in school. If I want to do that, I will be in charge of that. That's my job, not yours.
And there again, that's a great point, Greg, because like some of these other classes, parents will have the option to opt out. Well, then where do those kids go? That's another instructor, another classroom to watch the kids in a study hall that don't, their parents don't want them to have this class.
Yeah.
It would be a huge burden on public education.
And as you said, too, how are they going to fund this? We can't even argue, or we can't even properly fund our schools the way it is without having an enormous argument. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you want to check in on this. From the 262, teens who ruined their lives and other lives, I think it would be a good idea to present that to some children, but maybe not when they're in middle school. Again, I think
they're playing these video games when they're in kindergarten, first grade.
Blows my mind. It does. Yeah. And I've never even seen Fortnite. I don't know, but I know it's a very violent game. I know there's many, many crazy violent game video games.
I've never played it either. I had somebody around me that had it. I mean, I think some of this, so it's so real now that some of these remote controls, they'll actually vibrate, like, and you have a quote unquote AK-47 in your hand, and it gives you the sense, as much as a video game can, of actually shooting a semi-automatic weapon and killing someone.
Wow.
Is that right, Greg?
It's true. The controllers now, they're called rumble packs, and it works for all different kinds of games. Driving, if you come to a screech, it does do that. I just feel like we're underestimating the intelligence of young people now, especially nowadays. Like I could show you, like, there's kids out there who play video games and they understand the severity of guns. But once again, is this a universal class? Is this like, you know, you know, does Wisconsin create the curriculum? What are we really teaching children if we're teaching them gun safety in school? I mean, I feel like this is a very not right wing, but I feel like it comes with its own I'm sorry, I can't think of the word agenda. It comes with its own agenda. And that really freaks me out.
Just more embracing of guns.
Yeah. Making it even more normal than they already are.
To your point, Greg, again, to me, it comes down to a certain sense of parenting. You have kids that play these games that totally get it. Other kids don't. And I also think, you know, this show goes across Wisconsin, where I come from, in rural Wisconsin. And I can't remember whether our driver's ed was mandated or voluntary. It's been, you know, 1985 or whatever. But the other thing that was voluntary where I come from, but all I would say 50 to 75% of the kids did it in middle school, was hunter safety.
Right.
And you signed up to go down to the courthouse on a Tuesday night for whatever, 4 weeks, and you had a conservation warden and other folks that volunteer, and they taught you that guns kill. They taught you how to handle a firearm. They taught you how to clean it and so forth, all around hunting. So there is that out there for a more rural population. You know, I shouldn't say obviously, but I would think certainly that's less popular or you know, available in places like Milwaukee.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text. We're talking about an opinion piece in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel suggesting that we should have mandatory gun safety classes across Wisconsin taught in schools to middle schoolers. Is this a good idea? Should we pursue this? Should we look at this more seriously? From the 414, don't know about making gun education mandatory for all middle schoolers. I don't think it's a good idea for all. If their parents want that for their kids, the Boy Scouts already does a pretty good job of it. Scouts do a lot of other good things as well. Yeah, it's very much, as you said, Todd, if you want to opt out and you don't want your child to take part in these gun safety classes, then you have to have someone to watch that. It's developing a whole new curriculum. It's getting it funded. I can see all kinds of issues with this, but at the same time, I really do think there's a portion of our younger population that think it's a game.
Yes,
guns are a game. And also in this article, it stated some of these teenagers that they spoke with who are now serving time because of shooting and killing someone, they thought it was a toy.
Right. And they freak out, for lack of a better word, after they realize that the person is not coming back.
Is not getting up.
You, Jane.
Yeah.
Right.
They're
just callous to it. And again, guns are a huge problem. I certainly call on Republicans in particular to pass some meaningful gun laws. To your point, Jane, probably not going to happen anytime soon with the Republican legislature. But I'm not. You know, I grew up again around guns in rural Wisconsin, and here was our gun safety. When I was about four, my granddad said, "You see that gun case that was never locked, by the way?
Right.
You so much as open the glass, let alone touch that, you'll get a whooping." And that was it. I mean, you just knew. You did not touch a gun unless you had permission to do it.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to call and or text, you can also leave a comment if you are watching the live stream. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stand up, we can't give up the fight.
Stand up for your rights.
Lord, Lord.
Stand up,
keep us from.
Sick and tired of your ism, schism, game, dine and go to heaven in Jesus' name, Lord.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy this afternoon with highs around 53. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 39 tonight, mainly cloudy. 55 tomorrow, overcast. Low 60s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Thursday with highs in the upper 50s, showers continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
And Jane Matner in for Kristen Bryan. Greg Bach is on the board. Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show joining us as regular on Monday as our co-host. And we are always looking to hear from you at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. There's an op-ed, an opinion piece in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel suggesting that we teach gun safety classes in middle school. And I did not grow up in a gun household. My father was not a hunter. None of my brothers were hunters. So I for people who have handled guns and this is part of your life, is this a good idea? 844-967-2789. Brian is on the phone from Iguanago. Good morning, Brian. What do you want to say about this?
Good morning. I just wanted to say that I think this is a horrible, horrible idea. And all you're going to achieve with something like this is teaching kids to not shoot themselves in the foot before they decide to unload on other people. I mean, give me a break. And at the same time, you know, if you're going to want to make something like this mandatory, then you should make hockey mandatory. Because, I mean, it's not going to be for everyone. Not everyone's going to, you know, like you got someone expressed earlier that a lot of kids do tend to learn about this stuff in hunter safety classes. And that's all that's needed. If a kid's not into it, not into guns or not into hunting, they shouldn't be forced to learn how to operate a gun if they don't want to. And it's, you know, like I said, make hockey mandatory too if you're going to do that, or make ballroom dancing mandatory. I mean, give me a break.
Now, I like that idea, actually, Brian. I could go for mandatory ballroom dancing.
You take square dancing
as a
kid.
Exactly. That's all I have.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, mandatory ballroom dancing. I think that's
right. I'm with Greg. We had in PE class in Phi Ed in middle school, we had like a square dancing and we got taught the foxtrot.
Oh wow.
Waltz, all that stuff.
Really?
Wow, I didn't get the waltz.
Yes.
I just got square dancing. They were like, here you go. Find yourself a lassie.
Well, and because square dancing was pretty easy. And they gave you the directions as you were going along. So it's like, yeah, you guys can probably handle this. We have a comment on the live stream from James Egan. We had a hunter safety class available in junior high, and it was optional but available. If you want to offer something like gun safety, then maybe do it like a DARE program that most schools offer.
Well, that was Josh Egan, and Dare wasn't as successful though. Dare actually got some of my friends to start doing drugs.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I think the point I think you made it, Jane, earlier is that there are a lot of households, like, you know, I grew up in rural Wisconsin, but you didn't have guns in your house. There are a lot of kids, and it's not just guns, right? We had Pam Bianchi on. I was filling in for Devils last week, and
I love her so much. We love Pam.
Yeah, I know you, Kristen, have had her on before. She's fantastic. She's actually going to be joining the Civic Media Radio Network from 5 to 6 here soon in several stations. More on that later. But Pam and I were talking. You know, there are a lot of kids that do not know where food comes from. They just go to the grocery store, and as odd as it might sound to folks my generation or whatever, that there are kids in school that have no concept
right.
of a farm.
Right.
And I think it's the same way that, you know, what you're saying with guns. There are kids that have no concept beyond a video game. And so maybe, you know, putting something in the required health class in middle school where you have to teach, you know, a 2-day unit on guns, not show them gruesome videos, but just say, look, these are guns, they're real, and part of public health is quite frankly gun safety these days. I mean the deaths caught, I mean, what is it? I mean, the leading cause of death amongst
yes.
teenagers
yes.
is our guns.
Yes.
I mean, if that isn't a health issue, I don't know what is. So maybe there's a hybrid here where we put some form of gun safety in a health class. I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
Well, and I kind of agree with you on that, Todd, though, too, because I think guns are so prevalent. We have more guns in this country than we have people. Right. And the likelihood that you may stumble over a gun or one gets dropped in front of you, I just think is an increasing concern. And like I said, I don't own guns. I didn't grow up with guns. But I have friends who have guns, and we have gone to a firearm range a couple of times because mm-hmm. I want to know what it feels like if I ever have to use one at the last minute. Trust me, you wouldn't want me on your side. But I just think they're so ubiquitous in our society that we need to do something. But whether or not this is the answer, I'm not so sure.
Agreed.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to check in. Texter from the 262, the hatred and the meanness in the world has just gotten so out of hand. I believe Trump was the instigator of opening up the Pandora's box, so I've decided I just have to watch sewing tutorials on TikTok or something.
A little quilting will go a long way, my stepmom would say that.
A little palate cleanser for you.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it is so true, right? That we are, whether I can't really say you blame this part on Trump. There's a lot of blame on Trump, but not this specifically. But I think that people have gotten more calloused to violence.
Oh, well, absolutely.
And I'm a pretty libertarian dude when it comes to, like, hey, put it all out there, let people choose. But I do think that especially younger people are just so calloused to violence, and I don't know, maybe I'm just old fashioned, but it bothers me. And again, it gets down to parenting, which you can't legislate. I understand. I come from a divorced household. I was a latchkey kid at 11. So I get that people don't have equal opportunities and there's a racial overtone here. But I mean, we have to work with our parents to support them so they can help educate kids at home in conjunction with public education.
All right. We are coming up against the break. We're going to switch gears a little bit when we come back. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network. And the sun will roll. And one day I'll be more than my father's son. But I don't own a single gun. La 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 la. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. In Gaza, strikes by air continue and Israeli troops are positioned for a ground invasion. CBS's Holly Williams says that could happen at any time.
They say they're prepared, they're ready to go in. Some of them say they want to go into the Gaza Strip, even though they know there could be deadly fighting there. And they say that they're not scared.
Who will be the next Speaker of the House? The latest GOP nominee is Jim Jordan, but our Nicole Killian says there are other options brewing.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats have been having informal discussions with Republicans to create a bipartisan governing coalition as another potential option to elect a Speaker.
Rite Aid has filed for bankruptcy.
There's no wrong way to treat life at Rite Aid. Visit your local Rite Aid.
You can blame slow sales, mounting debt, and lawsuits alleging it contributed to the nation's opioid epidemic. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff hasn't said how a police dog was injured during a weekend shootout that resulted in the death of a suspect. It happened at around 6 a.m. Saturday following the report of a weapons-related disturbance, and upon deputies' arrival, a shooting occurred, resulting in the suspect's death. Due to the dog's injuries, the sheriff's office has arranged a fundraiser in response to the community's desire to support the canine's care. Fall leaf collection in Waukesha starts this week and will run through early December. People can place loose leaves on the grassy terrace area between the sidewalk and the road by 7 a.m. on their designated collection day. Don't use bags or containers and avoid leaves on the street or in the gutter. Crews may arrive ahead of schedule on some streets, but will return as per the assigned pickup day. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network. Website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Heaven sent, you laid it out like evidence. Read all the words you never said, like speeches for the president. I drew your name in white cement, made promises and reverence to save them for your reference, a victim of my
sin. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Our friend and colleague Todd Alba is here. It's Monday. He is our co-host for the first hour while Kristen is on maternity leave. And we were talking about this proposal to have mandatory gun safety classes in schools. We're going to move on now, though, for the endless, endless search, Todd, for a new Speaker of the House.
Absolutely.
Our own Tom Tiffany on Friday talked to Wisconsin Public Radio, and he said, Republicans do not fall in line behind leadership the way Democrats did for former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, quote, We're just not that way. We've got these people that are very independent thinkers. They're not going to have somebody in leadership browbeat them. You have to convince them, unquote.
I pay his salary.
Independent,
can I counter that?
Independent thinkers. They're a bunch of independent thinkers as opposed to a bunch of five-year-olds.
Can I see your quote, raise you one? This is from Austin Scott, Republican of Georgia on the Ag Committee, was a candidate for a hot second over the weekend. No one had heard of him and threw his name out there just to make sure that Jordan didn't get it. When asked by Mano Raju of CNN, the Capitol reporter, the congressional reporter for CNN, how this was all making Republicans look, Austin Scott of Georgia said, quote, "It makes us look like a bunch of idiots," unquote.
Well done.
You know what? Give him the job.
No, he'll withdraw. They would never support someone who's actually logical. Come on.
My God.
And I actually think Jordan could get it.
He could. There's been a lot of horse trading over the weekend. There are a lot of talk on the various talk shows over the weekend. Here's the problem is that Jim Jordan, as our friend and colleague Matt Flynn likes to call him, Gymnasium, G-Y-M, Jim Jordan, because of the alleged sexual abuse at Ohio State when Jim Jordan was an assistant coach there. By the way, he was a wrestler at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, a decorated one of the top wrestlers ever to come out of Wisconsin, went on to be an assistant coach at The Ohio State University, where several young men testified under oath that there was a team doctor that sexually assaulted them and that Jim Jordan knew all about it and never did anything despite being asked. That doctor died by suicide, and Jim Jordan basically got off scot-free.
And that was and that's what ended that.
Right.
It's not like he was exonerated. It's not
exactly.
None of that happened. The doctor in question killed himself, and the case came to an end.
Exactly. And add to that that there's multiple accounts, not the least of which is former Republican Liz Cheney, not exactly a snowflake, who has testified under oath in the January 6th committee that no one was closer to the plan for the insurrection with Donald Trump on January 6th than Jim Jordan. So there is actually a sense of a sense of character, at least amongst a dozen or so Republicans in that caucus, that say we simply can't have this guy. And remember, in the closed caucus, Jim Jordan still has not gotten to the 217 votes that he needs to get on the House floor. And then we talked about this last week on my show. Trump has kind of gotten in the heads of, again, 8 to 10 of these folks. And they look at what he did being self-serving and narcissistic where he got. And it's like, well, that'll work for me. And they're holding out for no other reason, not for good government,
no,
not for democracy,
no,
not even for a position, a political position, but for themselves. And that's causing chaos. So you've got Patrick McHenry, the Speaker pro tem, who may... he may become a viable candidate. You've got Gymnasium GYM Jim Jordan, who I don't think can get the votes. Steve Scalise is withdrawn. Believe it or not, there is actually on Capitol Hill right now word that Kevin McCarthy may end up being a viable candidate at some point if they can't get anybody else. And then you've got, as we just heard on CBS News on some of our stations at the top of the hour, the Democrats and Hakeem Jeffries are reaching out to see if there could be a coalition with at least, you know, 5 or 6 Republicans to make him speaker. Remember, he would be the speaker, but Republicans could call a vacate to the chair anytime on him. So he really wouldn't be fully empowered. And any Republican that crosses over, they're toast in a primary election in their district. So are they willing to give up their seat for democracy?
Well, to be fair, Kevin McCarthy, even when he was elected the first time, didn't really have a whole lot of power anyways. He was walking a tightrope, always on that razor thin
100%
margin. But, I mean... I guess what's McCarthy got to gain by doing this?
Well, he's obsessed with being speaker. He always has been. And he keeps vacillating, going back. No. Well, I might think about it. No, I'm out. But the argument, the reason that some people are saying don't completely count out Kevin McCarthy, and Major Garrett from CBS News over the weekend was one of these, is that, you know what? McCarthy cobbled together votes once. And if it gets to the point where Republicans either can't elect anybody else and are unable to work with Democrats and put Hakeem Jeffries in the Speaker's chair, Democrats at some point simply to do the business of the country during an international crisis with Israel and moving towards the cliff again for a government shutdown in December. Democrats at some point may have no other choice simply to keep the body running than to join with some of those Republicans again and put Kevin McCarthy back in the chair.
If Kevin McCarthy would become Speaker again, does he get a second picture?
Does he get a second gavel? Two gavels?
Does he get a new picture right next to his old picture?
I mean, this is unprecedented. That term gets overused, but it's never happened before. This is unprecedented territory in United States history.
A column in the Daily Beast today, Jordan's ascension to Speaker would signal a clear shift in priorities, redirecting the House Republicans in an even more MAGA orientation. Jordan said he will not support continued aid to Ukraine if he's elected Speaker, which I don't understand how Republicans have become so pro-Putin.
Right. If Jim Jordan becomes Speaker, we would have a pro-Putin, pro-communist, pro-authoritarian Trump ally two heartbeats away from the presidency of the United States. That's where we'd be at. And Liz Cheney herself said last week, if Jim Jordan would get elected, that Republicans no longer, I'm paraphrasing, would no longer be able to defend that their party is in any way, shape, or form to be trusted with the Constitution and democracy.
Absolutely. They're just not serious.
And that's why there is this small group of Republicans who realize that. I mean, the Wisconsin delegation, not part of that, but there are Republicans who say, to your point, Jane, that we can't be that overt about it. That's what it comes down to, right? We can't be that overt. We have to at least pretend that we're pro-democracy. And you know what? To be fair, I still believe that there are probably a dozen or 20 in the Republican caucus that probably are.
I don't disagree with that, Todd, but we have yet to see those people stand up.
Oh, 100%. You know, they rather be congressperson than protect democracy.
Exactly. And again, they're more interested in their own jobs and their own bank accounts than they are working on behalf of their constituents. And Jim Jordan is a perfect example of that. He's been in Congress for 16 years. He has not authored one bill that has even made it to the floor. I don't think he's even co-sponsored anything. John Boehner, who was the former speaker, who also got shoved out, calls Jordan a terrorist. He's been a legislative terrorist. He does nothing. He creates nothing. He makes nothing. He is a destroyer. That is what he does. He's there to throw bombs.
He has no real agenda other than trying to do this goofy, you know, made up impeachment against Joe Biden and like you say, cause chaos and do the will of Putin. And I wouldn't say that. I mean, I'm not just saying that because Republican. I'm really not. I mean, there are other people you could probably put there. I forget the guy's name. Matt Flynn has floated his name. I believe he's from Oklahoma. I believe he's one of the few Native American Republicans in that caucus. And, you know, Matt has said, look, this is, you know, sure, he's still a Republican, but I mean, at least he has a sense of decency.
That's in real short supply these days.
Where are we in the world where that's the saving grace? Well, he seems like a good person.
Right. Right.
You're right. Go ahead.
I only laughed when you brought up Jim Jordan not authoring any bills. I know you had my former boss, Scott Klug, on for his new podcast, Lost in the Middle, last week. Great interview, by the way.
Thank you.
And when I was working for Scott, we did a town hall, and somebody goes, you've only done whatever it was, five or six bills since you've been in Congress. You know, you're not, what do you call that? And Klug looked dead him in the eye, and he said, progress. He said Congress makes too many laws the way it is. I don't think we should be impeding people. Well, that was one of the best comebacks ever.
That's a great comeback. But you are also there to accomplish things.
Yes.
You are supposed to do things instead of just be your own placeholder. Right. So you can sit there and collect your $174,000 a year salary and all, you know, your per diems and stuff. Yeah, you're actually supposed to do something on behalf of your constituents. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to check in on the endless search for a Speaker of the House. Texter from the 608, West from Middleton. I feel like crossing the aisle may actually benefit some Republicans. I think a district like Wisconsin 1 or Wisconsin 3 A bipartisan move to govern in a sane fashion would actually play well. I think the coalition option is actually the most likely at this point. The MAGA caucus is jumping the shark.
I think it's a great point by the caller. I agree that it would help them in the general. The problem is that these people would be primaried. Any Republican that crosses over will be primaried, and the MAGA caucus will come out in the primary and take him out, not to mention all the money that will come in to take this person out. So that's, yes, to the caller's point, in Wisconsin 3, Wisconsin 1, Janesville and Western Wisconsin, sure, that would probably help you in general. It will not help you in a primary.
844-967-2789 from the 262. If Jim Jordan becomes Speaker, Dems with both the win both the presidency and a House majority next year. Short term a mess, long time a progressive win.
Could be true, actually. I think that could be true. But in the meantime, we have an international crisis going on, not just with Israel now, but we see now that Iran is putting, saying that they might, you know, want to get into this. We have another aircraft carrier unit being moved into the Mediterranean by President Biden. By the way, I thought he did a great job last night on 60 Minutes. I think he's exactly the person we need there right now. But we need have Congress working hand in hand with the president to do these basic national security issues, let alone, as I said, we're heading towards this cliff of another government shutdown. Do we really want our military women and men to be being unpaid going into the holidays? That's a realistic possibility.
Absolutely. But, you know, Todd, Republicans just don't care.
Many don't.
They don't. They just don't care. Look at Tommy Tuberville holding up all of these promotions in the military. Look at Rand Paul. Again, it's one person can step in the way and stop all of this progress. Just because they're having a hissy fit.
Yeah, it is abdicating the responsibility. And to the earlier texter's point that you made, Jane, that politically there is a real narrative, whether it is in Washington over what's going on at the House or here in Wisconsin with Robin Voss and others not getting their act together, not being serious. Republicans are showing voters they are unable to govern. And that is a narrative that Democrats could take into 2024 with real actionable examples to give to voters.
There's so much material to work with, right?
There is.
They got a lot of material, I'm telling you. And if you have questions about Jim Jordan and these allegations about him turning his head away from what was happening in the locker room of the Ohio State wrestlers, I suggest you Google a video of some of the testimony and some of the people who testified that Jim Jordan called them, begging them not to throw him under the bus because it was going to harm his political career. All right, we are coming up against the break. Bill, I see you on the phone. If you can hang on for just a second, we will come back with you. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person, That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 53 this afternoon under overcast skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 39. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 55. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday and Thursday, 61 Wednesday, 58 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
Kristen Bry, Greg Bach is on the board. Todd Alba, our friend and colleague, joining us as he does every Monday while Kristen is out on maternity leave for the first hour. Want to remind folks, coming up right after 11 o'clock at 11:06, Attorney Joe McClear will be joining us. I know we had him on last month, Greg Bach. Really excited to have him on again. He is an attorney in Oshkosh who focuses on estate planning. So if you have elderly relatives or you are of a certain age, I would really encourage you to stick around so you can hear about some options on how to protect yourself, on how to protect your elderly relatives. It's really important to plan, not just for you, but for the people who are you're going to leave behind.
Call us with questions if you have them.
If you have them, you can always call 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We're talking right now about the endless search for a Speaker of the House. Where is he? We need one. Where are they? Who should it be?
It should be you, Jane.
I volunteer.
Wouldn't that be great?
You don't have to be a member of Congress.
Right.
I could buy some fake.
You'd be great.
I could buy some fake pearls. I could do a Nancy Pelosi. Probably not heels, but, you know, that's all right. Anyway, Bill from Oconomowoc has been patiently waiting. Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning. Great topic on the speaker. You know, that's the caucus of chaos. Don't expect anything great to come out of it because it never does. I think with them and Trump, they're just cutting off their nose to spite their face. They're going to be the reason for their own demise. If you don't agree with me, look at Mike Lindell and look at Rudy Giuliani. I mean, those guys can't even afford a sandwich. Trump so far, and I don't know if I'm accurate, but I think he's already lost almost half his fortune or knows he will. Well, if he's lost that maybe to date or he can see that handwriting on the wall, and the worst is yet to come. These people who used to frustrate us and used to upset us now are getting kind of what they deserve because they asked for it. Don't mess with America. Don't second guess America. If you try and attack America, Americans are smart enough as a whole in the percentage to realize what you're doing. I think it's going to be an interesting time. I'll long be dead before this all goes in the history book, but it's history happening every day. So keep doing the job you guys are doing and have a beer on me.
You got it, Bill. Thank you so much. We love it when you check in. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. It's funny that he mentioned about Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy now, too, is facing down bankruptcy. And I saw on Twitter over the weekend that General Mike Flynn, who is also a big QAnon, you know, right-wing loon, Mike Flynn auctioned off an autographed pillow by Mike Lindell to help cover the legal bills for Peter Navarro. Is that not hilarious? Wow.
Had Mike Lindell not done anything, he would be, had he just stayed a Trump supporter and kept his, he would be so rich right now.
Yeah.
But he's dumping every dime of his own money into this, and no one can tell him different. This man is not well. He's not well.
I disagree with you.
I said, Greg, if you want to use it now, or you can use it later some other time, your own personal time. Somebody posted on Instagram, and I am not the Instagram, you know, queen that Kristen Bry is, but Mike Lindell was on there in a deposition on this bankruptcy thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the attorney said about lumpy pillows.
Yeah.
And the guy just goes off, and I can't get enough. I've played it like a couple of times in our show. I can't get
enough. My pillows aren't lumpy. You're lumpy.
And then he starts cursing at him. Yes, and
it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's... But, Greg, I agree with you. I think, fundamentally, Mike Lindell is not a well man.
Yeah, I agree. And like, I wonder, does he have family who's like, can you just take it down a notch? Just
If he does have family, I'm sure they've tried and probably given up at this point. One more text I want to share with you from the 608. The GOP theme song for 2023-24 is Desperate But Not Serious by Adam Ant.
Whoa, that's a deep cut.
Huh? Whoa. New theme song, Greg Buck.
All right. Okay, I'll find it.
All right, new theme song. All right, Todd Alba, not a good Saturday for the Badgers.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I listened to the first half right here on Civic Media. Of course, we stream the Badgers all season long on WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN in Kenosha Racine, amongst others. And so you can listen to Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher. I did that, and then I watched the second half on television. Boy, a lot of frustration. Badgers got beat by one of their rivals, Iowa, over the weekend. Iowa has the inside track now on the Big Ten West, and the Badgers are going to have some work to do. I think for me and others, one of the most disturbing things was that the Badgers just don't seem to have any identity right now. And you have most of the core players were recruited by Paul Christ and his staff, and now you have Luke Fickell and Phil Longo coming in trying to force this air raid style offense on them with the players that don't really fit that. And I think there's just a lot of concern by Badger fans of, look, that might be where you want to go and you might have success long term, but at least for this season and maybe into next, you kind of got to use the players that you have. And that didn't seem like what the Badgers were doing on offense. Defense was okay, but also just a lot of turnovers, a lot of sloppy play, which is not indicative of the Badgers usually. Part of that might be new personnel, new assignments, that sort of thing. Offensive lines getting pushed around all over. And it was a lot of concern. And also the starting quarterback for the Badgers got taken out.
Right.
On a hand injury. And now you've got Braden Locke, the backup quarterback, who came to Wisconsin with an awful lot of praise, a transfer from Mississippi State. He learned the air raid offense from, Mississippi State coach, the guy, he just passed away last year. He's all about Pirates. It'll come to Mike Leach, who created the air raid offense. This kid learned it under him before he transferred from Mississippi State after the untimely passing of Mike Leach. So he knows this offense. But again, our offensive coordinator Longo was not putting him in situations that he could really do well. So a lot of questions.
Am I wrong in assuming, though, that this was always going to be kind of a rebuilding season?
Yeah, I think a lot of people that bought into the hype, amongst them Todd. and we bought into the hype, and I think maybe lower expectations would have been the name of the game. I still think Luke Fickell gets the job done long term, but it's going to take some time.
Would you say the Badgers are lumpy?
They're not lumpy.
They're not lumpy. Take that back. They're not lumpy. Todd Alba, always a great pleasure having you on. We will
you
see
guys
you
as well
next Monday at 10 o'clock and catch Todd from 1 to 3 this afternoon. We are going to the top of the hour news. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on, yes, the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.